This was in 2019, when I was 21. I was spending the summer at my parents' house, and figured I'd go camping in the woods in their backyard while I had the chance. This was a pretty impulsive trip. I just decided one morning I'd pack my bag and head out for the night. I'd done it a bunch of times before, so this wasn't some special camping trip or anything. I let my parents know where I was headed, then left at 4 p.m. to find a spot for the night. I walked for a good hour before finding an open area that looked nice enough. I got my tent set up, cleared out a space, and lit up a small campfire. It was really cozy, and the sun slowly setting made it even better. Exactly the kind of night I was hoping for. But it really didn't take that long for it to get interrupted. The sun was just about to pass the top of the trees when I heard a voice. A male voice, sort of muttering or talking. I almost felt like it was echoing a bit, though, because it was hard to pinpoint exactly where the voice was coming from. It was also dark enough where the shadows from all the trees made it really hard to see much of anything. I probably should have mentioned these woods behind my parents' place were pretty vast and unexplored, as in there were no trails around here. So running into someone would have to be very coincidental. I thought they'd likely just pass by and that would be the end of it, but I continued hearing the voice for probably 5 minutes, which was long enough that it seemed they weren't just walking and were maybe staying near me on purpose. Eventually, I called out, just yelling hello to see if they'd respond. But before I even finished speaking the word, the voice cut out. The forest was now silent. I felt really uncomfortable and ended up calling out again. No voice or response. Now I was a little more on the creeped out side. With only 20 or 30 minutes left of the thin layer of sunlight, I decided I would just move spots. No need to stay there and be creeped out all night and let it ruin my experience. Within a couple minutes, I was heading back into the trees and looking for another place to call home for the night. I didn't have as much luck though. 15 minutes in, with the fading sunlight rushing me, I decided to just settle where I was, basically just among all the trees. It was a good thing I did though, because by the time I finished setting up camp, there was no light left. The sun was fully down, and the woods were dead silent. I found it calming though, knowing I'd be able to hear if that guy came back around, for whatever reason. I built up another small campfire. I enjoyed the warmth for a while, before grabbing my snack bag and taking out some stuff to make s'mores. I got a small stick and stabbed a marshmallow on the top and held it over the fire. I don't know what it was about it, but roasting a marshmallow over a campfire is just one of my favorite things to do. It helped get my mind off of things. I made a few s'mores and hung around the fire for a good long while, several hours at least. It was pretty late by then, and I was letting the fire begin dying out. It was still somewhat bright, but only half as much as it was before. But then, I heard the crunch of leaves behind me. I thought it sounded like somewhere to the back left of my campsite. It was completely dark though, and once I was looking over there, whatever it was had stopped moving. Again, I called out. Honestly, I wasn't expecting much, considering how last time went. But a few moments later, a man stepped out of the woods and into the light. Though it startled me, because he came from a different area than what I was looking at. "Didn't mean to scare ya," he said with a smile as he casually walked up to the fire and sat next to it. He held his hands out to warm them by the fire. He acted as if he were supposed to be there, or like he knew me or something.
Can I help you? I think you're at the wrong campsite," I said.
"No." I didn't know which part he was saying no to, but either way, it was an unsettling response to not add anything to. I sort of had to think for a few seconds about what to do or say, so there was a very strange, tense little bit as we both sat by the fire, not speaking. It got so tense that I sort of just asked whatever came to mind, which, in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have.
"Do you happen to be the one I heard talking out in the trees around my other campsite earlier?"
The man stayed looking at the fire, but his face visibly fell flat.
"Must have been someone else,"
he said with a much colder, monotone voice. Something was extremely off about all this, but I still didn't know how to get out of it without risking causing trouble. Before I was able to think too much about it, a stick cracked behind me. I looked back. It was from the same spot to the back left of the campsite. My heart sank. The man wasn't alone. Someone else was here. I turned and looked back toward the campfire. He was staring at me. To be perfectly honest, I don't even remember whether he was smiling or angry or what, because all I remember was the intense, cold, and dead look in his eyes. I instantly sprung up from my chair and made a dead sprint into the trees. I heard one of the men say something, clearly talking to the other in frustration, and momentarily I heard footsteps running up behind me. However, as I got deeper into the woods and into the darkness, I lost them. Having grew up in these woods as my backyard, I was still able to somewhat navigate through them and to the road, following it back to my parents' house. They called 911 for me. Long story short, I led a team of officers to the campsite in the morning. Everything was gone. I don't know if that makes things better or worse. On one hand, it could have meant they were just there to rob me. But on the other hand, it made it definite that they had bad intentions, so they really could have been trying to do anything. After all, one of them did chase me for a minute. Shouldn't surprise anyone to say I never went back in those woods behind my parents' house. I was driving from northern Montana all the way up to Alaska. I'd converted my SUV into a camping rig and was spending 2 months traveling and camping out of it, and the main goal of those 2 months was to drive the Alaska Highway. This road was famous for a reason, though. It went through the western portion of Canada and was very desolate and rough. I knew that beforehand, so I came in as prepared as possible for the journey. Of everything to be nervous about, though, the one thing that had me feeling a bit more vulnerable was that because I had to drive through Canada, I couldn't bring any firearm with me. Usually, I always carried a piece tucked under my seat just as a means to protect myself in an emergency, but for this trip, I couldn't. Anyway, the first day went well. I got in a good 8 hours of driving. Most of this section of the road was a little less desolate than the next portion. This next part only had a gas station every couple hundred miles, so I had to stop and fill up every single time and be very careful about how I drove. By sundown, I was just about ready to pass out. I pulled off on the next campsite I saw. Out on the road, there were rest stops every once in a while, but there were also a ton of trails that just had empty, wooded camping lots. Those were the ones I always preferred. Since it was already late, though, I didn't see much of the lot I pulled into. It just looked like forest all around me, and nobody else was there. So I put up my window shades, hopped in the back seat, and slept until morning. Everything seemed fine. I got good sleep and didn't wake up at all during the night. Before hitting the road again, though, I wanted to stretch my legs and get a walk in. Right when I stepped outside, I noticed a trail, so I decided to follow it. It wasn't very long, though, I think I walked maybe 5 minutes before getting to another campsite, but something didn't feel right about it. It was scrappy and rugged. Clearly someone had been there recently, and it sort of looked like they left in a hurry. Half of their stuff was missing, and the other half was torn up and thrown across the site. After only being there for 30 seconds, I turned around and headed back. I didn't know if someone was still around, but I trusted my gut and walked back to my car. When I got back, though, there was now a truck parked right up next to my car. It was an all-black pickup truck with tinted windows. Nobody was outside of it, so I assumed they were inside watching me as I got up to my car and got in. With the strange campsite and the sudden truck parked near me out in the middle of such an isolated road in the forest, I just left right away. I didn't even have to think about whether or not something was actually wrong, because getting out of there quickly was the obvious answer. I drove for 3 to 4 hours straight after leaving that campsite until I got to the next gas station. I pulled in. This gas station looked very old and only had one double-sided pump. Nobody else was there. I got out and started the pump. I have to say, the views were incredible out there, with mountains in every direction, so I didn't mind waiting a while for the slow gas pump to fill the car. However, after a few minutes, I saw a truck coming down the road. As it got closer, I was almost sure it was the same black truck I'd seen at the campsite. My stomach tightened when they pulled into the gas station and right up to the other side of the pump. Of course, it made sense they'd be getting gas, as you kinda had to at every stop on this road, but it still felt a little strange. Why would they have pulled into the campsite and only stayed there for a few minutes, just to leave right after I did? Thankfully, I was done in 30 seconds, getting back in and driving off. I think part of what made it all feel so off was that I never saw the guy. He never got out of the truck or showed himself, so it just made it all feel a little more unusual. Regardless, I felt good knowing now that my tank was full, I'd be driving nonstop for a while, likely putting a ton of distance between us and getting to just enjoy the scenery. Also, I'd hopefully be ahead enough to find a campsite during the day, so I wouldn't be parking anywhere blind like I did the previous night. I drove a long while, pretty much until I noticed the sun start coming down. Then I found a decent spot to pull off. It felt a little more hidden. The trail sort of nestled away in the brush, and there weren't any signs of anyone having been here recently, so it definitely wasn't a popular place to camp. I felt a lot more safe here than I did before. I really wanted to set up my tent and have a nice outdoor campsite, as it was way more spacious than sleeping all cramped up in the back of my car. But something in me told me not to, just in case. So I just made food outside and enjoyed the nature until sundown, then got back in my car. The next day was hopefully going to be shorter than the last two, and knowing that, I decided to stay up and watch some videos on my phone that I had downloaded. I was there, awake, for probably 4 hours. I felt very comfortable there, and was actually really excited to be getting into Alaska tomorrow morning. But then, around 11 p.m, I heard something outside my car. Even from just a second of listening, I was 100% sure it was a person walking. The dry sticks and leaves made it very loud and distinct. I quickly put my phone down and sat up to look out the window, but I was beat to it. A man's face was pressed up against the side window, staring in at me. I could barely see him, but there was no mistaking that that was what I was seeing. I jolted back, losing my breath from the instant fear. They also moved back, disappearing into the void of darkness just past the window. I immediately jumped up to the front seat, seeing the second guy that I'd heard walking, running up to the car. He smashed open the back window just as I got to the front. My adrenaline flowing made it hard to do the simple task of getting my keys out and starting the car. That, on top of also looking back at what the men were doing. One of them was running up to my driver window, while the other was sticking their arm through the broken window to try opening the door from the inside. In the panic, I somehow managed to get the keys into the ignition and turn it on right as he opened the back door. I floored the car. As I pulled out, I passed by that same black truck parked off the path, sort of hidden in the bushes. They had followed me all this way. I drove a mile or so, then pulled off to close the back door that was still hanging open, and to call the police with what little cell service I had. Obviously, out in the middle of nowhere, it took forever, and the men were probably long gone. I never got their license plate, and it was too dark to get any facial features, so it was a lost cause. Despite the horrible experience, I still ended up making it to Alaska, and enjoying the rest of my trip after repairing the window. What both of the men were intending to do, breaking into a car in the middle of the woods at night, knowing I was inside, is left to speculation. I prefer to not even think about it. It was the middle of summer, and being an avid backpacker and camper, I'd heard from one of my buddies about old fire lookouts that you could rent. Apparently, they were retired lookout stations, usually in the middle of nowhere, miles and miles into the forest. The one I chose was pretty much the most isolated one I could find. It was easier to rent, having available slots basically through the whole summer, and I liked hiking anyway. There was only a single picture I could find of it, though, and it was super old and blurry. So really, I had no clue what to expect of the lookout tower. I knew it was built in the 1950s, so it'd be old, but as far as how much restoration was done to it, I was going in blind. I brought my usual backpacking gear and started the hike at 9 a.m. There wasn't much out there as far as views go, not for the first few hours. It was just very dense, harsh forest terrain. The trail wasn't even much of a trail anymore, just a very rough path. After 5 hours, though, I finally got a glimpse of the lookout tower. It was far in the distance still, sitting atop a mountain. It looked very small and wasn't one that was high up on stilts. It looked more like a cabin than anything, maybe raised up 10 to 15 feet. There was another hour of trekking before I actually got there. The hike was definitely worth it, just for the view alone. Felt like I could see the whole world from there. The fire lookout was in rough shape, however. Very noticeably old, with some patchwork here and there, done to certain parts. It had a wraparound staircase of 20 or so steps leading up to the walkway that went around the whole lookout, and the inside was entirely empty. It wasn't glamorous, but honestly, it could have been worse, and to have this view, I'd take it any day. With a few hours of sunlight left, I tossed my bag down, made some food, and relaxed on the outer ledge. It was real quiet up there, just the sound of birds and wind. I was pretty beat from the hike up, so after the sun fell past the horizon, I threw my sleeping stuff on the wooden floorboards and laid down. It was only around 8, so even though I was exhausted, I couldn't quite fall asleep as fast as I wanted. I think 30 to 40 minutes went by. Then I thought I heard something outside the lookout tower. Before I could even get up and look, there were clear footsteps coming up the stairs. I hurried out of my sleeping bag and up to the door, which notably had no locks on it. Few seconds later, a man came around the corner. He was older, say late 40s, and had longish blonde hair. Somehow, he wasn't startled when he saw me, almost like he knew I was already up here.
"Great place to stay a few nights, isn't it?"
he said, grinning and walking up closer to me. I agreed, still a little nervous, and mentioned I booked it for the next 3 nights. I was already a little put off, though, because I knew there was nothing else around here. So him being here, while I was also here, was really strange. I asked if he was camping around here.
"Actually, I was hoping to be staying here tonight,"
he said, again with a grin. I wasn't sure how to respond to that, but I ended up just saying sorry.
"Well, it looks like you've got enough room in there. I mean, it's just you here, right?"
After hesitating for a second, I lied, saying a friend of mine was just a few minutes out, and that unfortunately we couldn't let him stay here with us. He looked at me, grin fading from his face, and didn't say anything for a moment, then nodded and started to leave. It wasn't until he turned around to head back down the stairs that I noticed he didn't have a backpack, no gear at all. Surely he had to have left his pack somewhere nearby. Couldn't see why anyone would be this far isolated without any camping gear, even if they were planning on using the fire lookout as a shelter. I got some uneasy feelings about that man, so I stayed up a bit longer and just stared at the forest below the lookouts. I did end up getting really sleepy though, and got back in my sleeping bag and passed out. I woke up in the morning, feeling better and spending the first hour making coffee and enjoying the view. When I headed down from the lookout, though, there was a note attached to the wooden railing at the bottom. It was just a piece of paper with the word "sorry" written on it, with a smiley face next to it. I assumed it had to be from the guy, but if he put this here, then he must have come back sometime in the middle of the night while I was sleeping. I immediately felt really unsettled just thinking about it. The fact he even left a note was just weird. Despite the strange occurrence, I decided to go for a walk. Maybe it was to also scan the area for any signs of the man still being around, because clearly he didn't leave when he should have. I wandered around the forest, down the hill from the fire lookout. There wasn't much to see, though. It was all the same dense forest that I'd hiked up through the previous day, and I didn't notice any campsites or things left behind. I went back to the lookout and enjoyed the peace and quiet for the rest of the day. I stayed up much later than I did the night before. I had this small battery-powered lantern that I hung up on the wall so I could see a little better, and I just sort of existed. I thought about whatever and stared out at the darkness beyond the lookout, only slightly being able to make out the outline of the mountains. I want to say I didn't start getting ready for bed until nearly midnight. Could have even been 1 a.m. I set up my stuff, then grabbed my lantern and headed down the steps to the forest to take a leak real quick before bed. I walked up just to the edge of the tree line, but as I got there, I saw something move in front of me. Just a glimpse of something shift out of the dim light from my lantern. I froze for a second, then held it up further forward, although it didn't help much.
"Someone there."
The silence that followed my voice made things even more eerie. I basically ran back to the lookout. It didn't feel much safer in there, though. Windows covered every inch of the walls, and like I mentioned before, the door didn't even have a lock on it. Part of me really wanted to leave, but heading out now while it was pitch blackout, and with the trail being nearly non-existent, would probably be worse than just staying put. I kept the lantern hung up on the wall and looked out the windows at the forest below. It was really eerie knowing that with the light, if someone was out there, they could probably clearly see me in the window. Meanwhile, all I saw was darkness. I could see the bottom of the stairs though, so that's what I was focusing on, making sure nobody tried to come up. The longer I stayed there watching, the more this sense of unease started to fill my body. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I decided to pack up my stuff. At least then, I could make a run for it if I had to. As I stuffed my backpack, I would stop every 30 seconds and go back up to the window to look out at the stairs, then continue packing, repeating this over and over until I finally got everything in my bag and ready to go. I set it up against the wall, then went back to the window. There was a man at the bottom of the stairs. He was standing right at the first step, staring at it, like he was just waiting there. I could only see part of him through all the railings, but I was sure it was the same man from yesterday. He had no backpack on and looked about the same height. I was beyond terrified. Why was he back? And why was he just standing there motionless at the bottom of the steps? What if he decided to come up again? Everything was making my mind race. I must have been at the window watching him for 2 whole minutes before the man finally moved. He took a couple steps back, pausing for a moment, then walked off. The way he went, though, was blocked off for me by the walkway, so I lost sight of him. And if he did keep walking in that direction toward the forest, it was too dark for me to tell. In the moment, I felt sure the man was stalking me, or at least keeping watch of me, and creeping up too close for comfort, especially in the middle of the night. It could have just been my gut telling me something, but I felt like if I stayed any longer, something really bad would happen. I waited a few minutes, then I grabbed my bag and quietly walked down the steps into the surface below the lookout tower. I can't even describe how unnerved I was walking away from the tower and into the dark forest, knowing there was a chance the guy was still watching me, and possibly following me into the trees. For that very reason, I kept my pocket knife open and in my hand the entire time. I walked for about 15 minutes, which was when the trail started to get a lot less defined, so I was forced to pull out my lantern. I hoped I was far enough that the man didn't follow and wouldn't be able to see the lights. The next 5 hours were exhaustingly unsettling. By then, the sun had come up though, and I was able to finish the hike and leave the forest. I think it's hard to fully put into perspective how horrifying those nights were. Something in me knew there was something bad about that man and his intentions. One thing I keep thinking back on is that I had told the man I booked the tower for 3 nights, which leaves no reason for him to have come back multiple times to check if I was there. It also means he likely thought I'd be there for the 3rd night. So had I not left early and actually stayed for the 3rd night, things might have taken a much more disturbing turn.